The big news, one of the many big news items of the day, there actually are a lot that are sort of dominating.
In the corporate front, yep.
On the corporate front is the tie-up of Franklin Resources agreeing to buy Legg Mason to create a $1.5 trillion giant. This comes amid a slew of consolidation among asset managers. Annie Massa, covering it all, investing reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us here in our Interactive Brokers studios. Can you just take a step back and look at how significant the wave of consolidation has been in the past, say, 5 to 10 years within the asset management space?
Sure. As you mentioned, I mean, you can really just rattle off these big episodes of mergers and acquisitions in the asset management industry. You saw Invesco buy Oppenheimer Funds. You saw Janus Henderson, Standard Life Aberdeen. And this is just the latest in that wave of consolidation that we're seeing as active managers are trying to figure out how to navigate an increasingly passive investing world. You just kind of need scale to be able to compete.
So give us the rationale is scale. So are these companies simply saying, I can see the pressure on my revenue line. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. So I just got to get scale and try to rationalize my costs. Is that kind of the play here?
Yeah, if you look back over the past 10 or 15 years, both Legg Mason and Franklin Templeton have seen their assets under management kind of come down from their highs. So now, as you mentioned, you have a $1.5 trillion in assets in these combined firms. It also fills in some gaps for Franklin, particularly on the fixed income and alternatives side.
What's the price tag being viewed as in the market?
The deal is valued at about $4.5 billion.
And is that viewed as too much, too little?
I think it's valued about in line.
So how about when I think of big mutual funds, obviously I start with Fidelity. Do we see Fidelity on the M&A trail often? I can't think of any big deals.
That's a good question. Fidelity has often been one to really go it alone, but Fidelity also has the advantage of being just one, like a giant already. It's really for the slightly like middle size, can't really pass $1 trillion in assets where you're seeing this kind of consolidation. Neither Legg or Franklin was really able to get there on its own. So now tying them up, they can finally get past that $1 trillion in assets kind of mark. It helps because technology is increasingly costly for these asset managers. And if you can spread out some of those costs across all these different assets and then also offer different product lines, it really does help to be more of a big supermarket.
Do you have a sense when you speak to analysts who've been watching this space for a while of who some of the next potential contenders are for potential merger activity?
Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, what we're looking at here is some of these acquisitions that we've really seen in the space have faltered a little bit or not been as successful as they were otherwise thought to be. So I think that that's leading to some questions about whether these deals actually pan out and work. In some cases, like the Janus merger, you actually saw client outflows in the wake of those tie-ups. So it's not always a very beneficial thing in the aftermath. One thing that they mentioned on the conference call is that Legg Mason will kind of maintain the independence of all these different affiliate asset managers that it works with, and they're hoping to hang on to those client assets and stem some of those potential client outflows that way.
You know, when I think about the pressure on the fees and due in large part to this move from active to passive, is that a global phenomenon or is that more in the U.S.?
It is a global phenomenon. I think you're really seeing a lot of this happening in the U.S. because that's where the largest asset managers are based. And that's both on the active side and the passive side.
What about the alternative side? I mean, how much is that the area that people are looking to for the fees and just trying to get scope with respect to passive and then go into, the more illiquid securities type of trade?
It's a really good question. Alternatives are becoming so important for pretty much all asset managers. And we saw even last week with Vanguard's foray into private equity and BlackRock made a similar push into alternatives as well. Even the giants of index investing can't ignore alts. So especially on the active side, a firm like Franklin wants to bulk up in alternatives.
Are we at the early stages or late stages of this consolidation, do you think?
I think that we're still going to continue to see consolidation in this industry. There's so much pressure on fees for both active and passive products, and scale has become so important. It's this barbell where you have to either be a behemoth that offers everything or just so niche, and in between, you're going to struggle.
Annie Massa, thanks so much for joining us. Annie Massa, investing reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us here in a Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio.